The climate crisis is a huge problem that will permanently damage our Earth if not addressed promptly. The Earth's temperature will rise around 35 degrees Fahrenheit unless carbon dioxide emissions drop substantially by 2030 and reach a net zero by 2050, according to Inside Climate News. This problem may seem too big for you to solve alone, but there are many steps you can take to help protect and save the Earth. Step 1. Vote. If you are able to vote in any local, state, or national elections, make sure to vote for candidates who support stopping climate change and protecting the Earth. Presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders have plans to combat climate change.
This is the way I look at it. You can approach climate change the way Donald Trump does, call it a hoax, deny the reality, and that is obviously an incredible danger for the planet. Or you could say, well, you know, climate change is real, but we can't do all that much. We can't really disrupt the economy. We can't do that. We got to look at it from a political point of view. Or the third approach, which I have tried to take here, is to say, look, the scientific community tells us we have a handful of years in which we must act boldly and transformatively to move away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy, or else the planet we will be leaving for our children and future generations will be a planet that is increasingly unhealthy and uninhabitable.
Step 2. Be more eco-friendly within your home. Use energy wisely by using energy-efficient light bulbs and unplugging devices when they aren't being used. Try and use clean energy by installing solar panels in your yard or on your roof. Step 3. Have a diet that takes the Earth into account. Try and eat less meat, buy local food, or grow your own, and try not to waste leftovers. Also use reusable Tupperwares, water bottles, and straws to be more environmentally friendly. Step 4. Make your commute green. Car sharing, biking, public transport, and electric vehicles are all solutions that help to lower your commute's impact on the environment. Step 5. Buy clothes from thrift shops or reuse old clothes. Although this may not be as obvious as some of the other solutions, the fast fashion industry is very bad for the environment, and the more it can be reduced, the more the environment will benefit. Step 6. Protest and start conversations. By talking about the climate crisis with others, especially those who do not believe in it or refuse to make change, you will be helping to spread the word about what is going on. Joining movements, especially those that are youth-led, can help sway politicians and bring worldwide attention to climate problems. Fridays for Future with Greta Thunberg and Zero Hour are both youth-led movements fighting to make a change that students can easily become involved with.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Signing off, this is Ella Sullivan, staff writer for the Northwood Omniscient.